You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, in case you're wondering, yes, it's a live show. Yesterday was a bit unique. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it's also, oh, by the way, the middle of the week, the hump day, the day we like to call Camel Day. Hit it.
Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to the middle of the week. You are halfway to the weekend. Congratulations to you. You're going to make it. You're going to make it all the way to Friday afternoon, I feel certain. And here we are today on Wednesday, and Big Rig's on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm liking that Right Side Ruffian shirt you're wearing today.
Yeah. I decided to give it a try. It's pretty comfy.
Wearing the colors.
Yeah.
Some of y'all may be wondering, like we already see the text messages that were piling up. Hey, is this a live show? So you may know that I still have this gig as a lawyer, right? I got to do stuff, and there are times when there's no way around it. My clients need me to be someplace for them, and yesterday was one of those days. So we had to go ahead and do a best of. We pulled a best of, which is really the week before, because, you know, it's hard to beat the week before. But, so we ran that yesterday. But we're back in studio live today, Camel Day, and, all good. All good. You held down the fort. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. 4 o'clock today. You know the deal. It's 4 o'clock on Wednesday. That means Grand Council. Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, both chiming in with me at 4 o'clock today, opining and pinging each other with questions. Where do we go from here on certain things? We'll talk about it. That's 4 o'clock today, the Grand Council. And then I got a triple dipper just full of stuff, man. So go ahead and hit that triple dipper.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, yeah, first one you might want to know about is the state of the state. We are literally looking at right now what a legislative session could be. We've got any number of things that are already being dropped in, bills that are being made active, hearings that are being set. And last night, Governor Ivey gave her State of the State address. So I'll tell you how that broke down, what she says are her legislative priorities, what could be happening in the days to come here in Alabama, how it impacts you. That's number one, triple dipper, State of the State. And number two, so there have been so many things that have happened in the last, 2 or 3 days. In mostly the legal world, sometimes the political world, sometimes a combination thereof. But I look at it and think, you know what? If you didn't see that coming or didn't know why, you might be wondering, why does that even happen? Why is that good? Why are we not freaking out over that? So I'm going to call this whole number two dipper, make that make sense. And I got a series of stories that I'm going to grab. I'm going to go through with you, and I'm going to say, so here's the deal. Let me see if I can make this make sense. And we're going to talk about things like, Trump's reelection processes and what happened out in Nevada. Was there really a primary and Nikki Haley and actually nobody won? And why wasn't Trump on the ballot? And anyway, we're going to go down the row on all of it. So that's right. Number two, make that make sense. And then number three, oh my gosh, you know the deal. Every once in a while I'm looking around and I'm like, oh my gosh, at the wokeness. How much wokeness? Look at all the wokeness. I got a whole slew of wokeness, and it means it's time for another Adventures in Woke World, a buffet, a plethora, a cornucopia of wokeness. So we'll talk about that. Number three on the Triple Dipper, Adventures in Woke World. All right, let me jump into my opening monologue here. So yeah, as always, let me just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. But Southern Immediate Care is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 6 locations around the Birmingham area. I am hearing that more is on the way. But yes, Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. We'll see all ages, and they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. So I had this story set aside as a part of the Make That Make Sense category, and I decided, you know what? There's a whole monologue here. Let me just tell you, something happened yesterday in the legal world that I suspect could have some serious ramifications for the cult of wokeism. So one of the sacrificial lambs who was offered up to appease the gods, that's gods with a little g, gods of wokeness, just launched its revenge. For the past several years, we have watched as DEI and CRT and the corporate shilling for BLM, its transgender activisms and LGBTQ2IA plus acronyms are in their education's arena, and all manner of liberal progressive cause celebs have created a suffrage movement that really has no bearing in reality. But nonetheless, in order to demonstrate their progressive bona fides, corporations have offered up those who are not seen as being fully in line with the narrative as sacrifices to the cult of wokeness. So there have been any number of good, honest folks who were suddenly swept up in the maelstrom of madness and found that merely because they had a more conservative worldview, they were suddenly no longer welcome. And one of the most notable of those is former MMA fighter and actress Gina Carano. So Carano came on the scene as a fighter, all right? She first racked up pretty strong records as a Muay Thai fighter, which got some attention from the folks that were running the growing MMA fight scene. And so she was asked to enter the ring in women's mixed martial arts. She won her first fight in 38 seconds. She went on to a pretty solid record, and pretty soon she got the attention of Hollywood. I mean, isn't this what liberals want? Women who can project strength and have presence all at the same time. Well, hey. Well, Carano began her acting career. She developed a following with appearances in action flicks like Fast and Furious 6. She did some made-for-TV stuff, did some series work on the small screen, and then was cast in her biggest role. Lucasfilm, the founders and producers of the Star Wars genre, they announced they were creating the first ever Star Wars-based television series, a high-quality production that became known as The Mandalorian. It was an instant hit. Characters like Baby Yoda were suddenly all the rage, and right there in the mix was Gina Carano playing the good guy, bad girl character of Cara Dune, a former rebel shock trooper turned mercenary. So for two seasons, Carano played the character of Cara Dune, and she was a fan favorite. Her career was fast growing. But then, horror of horrors, it turned out that Carano just wasn't into woke virtue signaling. She actually had a mind of her own. In late 2020, Carano began clashing with activists on Twitter who criticized her lack of public support for the Black Lives Matter movement, leading to accusations unfounded of racism. Weeks later, after facing calls from some so-called fans to put her gender pronouns in her Twitter profile, she decided to mockingly add the words beep, bop, and boop, which led to accusations of transphobia. She also posted some mocking posts of people who, wait for it, wore masks during COVID. Carano was just not that into virtue signaling, apparently. In February of 2021, Carano posted on Instagram a post that decried the idea of hating somebody else for their political views and likening that to the efforts by Nazis to build up hatred for Jews. Well, by then, the sacrifice just had to be made. In early 2021, Lucasfilm and its parent company, Disney, they stated that Carano was no longer employed by the company. Her Mandalorian character, Cara Dune, just ceased to exist on the series. But they didn't stop there. They could have just not renewed her contract, but they chose no to go out and real quickly tell the whole world what they were thinking. So Disney and Lucasfilm let it be known that Carano's views indicated to their corporate decision makers that she was not welcome, saying, quote, Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm and there are no plans for her to be there in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. So yeah, she was fired. Her contract was voided. In essence, they announced to the Hollywood crowd that this is not someone you should hire for other work. She was blackballed by her industry for merely having a more conservative viewpoint. Now, I don't know Gina Carano. I don't know her broad or detailed views on life, religion, politics, none of it. But I can see what I see, and what I see is that she was sacrificed on the altar of wokeness. Gina Carano was one of those progressive, you know, one of the progressive cult's sacrificial lambs. Except that before she was ever an actress, Carano was a fighter. And this lamb, just started her revenge tour yesterday. So Carano posted on her Twitter account last night that, here's her quote, quote, "The truth is I was being hunted down from everything I posted to every post I liked because I was not in line with the acceptable narrative of the time. My words were consistently twisted to demonize and dehumanize me as an alt-right wing extremist. It was a bullying smear campaign aimed at silencing, destroying, and making an example out of me." Okay, so you may recall that a few months ago, Elon Musk posted on his own Twitter page that if someone felt like they had ever been fired for using Twitter to post their worldviews, for merely exercising freedom of speech, that he, Elon Musk, would be willing to pay for their legal representation. Basically, Musk was throwing down the gauntlet for people like Carano who stood in the electronic public square and dared to say something that libs don't like. And if they were truly persecuted and lost their jobs because of it, he would pay for their lawyers. So Carano tweeted out when she saw that, "I think I qualify." But she didn't think another thing of it until she got a call that a major law firm had just been hired by Elon Musk to look into her situation as well as a similar situation of many others. So she gave them the info they were looking for, and yesterday they filed a major lawsuit against Disney and Lucasfilm. Yeah, Carano lost her livelihood. She was openly mocked and derided. She was blackballed. She nearly lost everything because she didn't believe in transgender pronouns or hypermasking during the COVID era or bowing to Black Lives Matter. She didn't have the ability, once they took away her income, to go up against the industry giants who have billions of dollars to fight her in court until Elon Musk decided to help. So Carano now says, quote, "I would love to pick up where I left off and continue my journey of creating and participating in storytelling, which is my utmost passion and everything I work so hard for. It's been difficult to move forward with the lies and the labels stuck on me, backed and encouraged by the most powerful entertainment company in the world. But I am grateful someone has come to my defense in such a powerful way, and I look forward to clearing my name." Y'all, I hope Disney learns a lesson here. I hope this lawsuit and the others that are coming send a shockwave through Hollywood. It is fair game to not hire an actress because they're just not any good at acting, or to have a criminal record, or they have a substance abuse problem, but not because they have an opinion. And maybe, just maybe, if Disney had handled this more discreetly and merely said they wouldn't be renewing her contract, you know, because of studio decisions, they wouldn't be having now to hire their lawyers and get all spun up. But no, Disney had to offer up a sacrifice. Disney needed to humiliate Carano so the cult of progressivism would see how on board they were with the liberal agendas. But this was no ordinary sacrificial lamb. Gino Carano was a fighter first, and every one of us who have a more conservative view of the world should be rooting for her in this fight. I say ring the bell. Let's do this thing. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Listen. The cancel culture, the cult of wokeism that the liberals have, you know, tried to foist upon us so heavily over the last few years, I'm hoping this is finally coming to an end. I'm hoping that what's happening now is they're going to see they can't just keep getting away with this stuff, that some folks are going to wind up being the revenge of the sacrificial lamb. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.